Activity on all four HF radios will be on 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80 meters with frequent spots on the DX clusters. The Reading Railroad earned its place in history starting in the 1830s as a Philadelphia and Reading Railroad. Its network of tracks and trains was established to carry anthracite coal from the mines in northeastern Pennsylvania to the port in Philadelphia. More information about the celebrations can be found at either W3BN or W3CCH on QRZ.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The Funcube data warehouse shut down on August 31st after a move to a virtual machine. The warehouse came back online September 3rd and is processing packets as usual. Dave, G4DPZ, says, Funcube 1 is now 11 years old and is operating in low-power telemetry mode with the transponder in order to manage the battery capacity. AMSAT DL's Erminaz mission has been postponed until 2025. Rocket Factory Augsburg conducted a hot fire test of the first stage rockets. 9 engines were ignited, and an anomaly caused a loss of the first stage. Fortunately, as this was only a test of the engines, there were no satellites involved. Thanks to AMSAT DL for this information. JAXA, Japan's National Air and Space Agency, has officially ended the SLIM mission. It was supposed to last only one lunar day. However, after landing in the wrong orientation, losing an engine bell, it still managed to survive for 3 lunar days. SLIM completed all pre-mission criteria. Another feather in their cap is that SLIM was the first lunar lander to successfully perform a pinpoint landing. It was within 10 meters of its selected landing site. Thanks to Orbital Index for this information. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contest on September 11th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, that's CW. September 14th and 15th, the WAE DX contest, single sideband and phone there.